Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Nelson Mandela.
Throughout the history of mankind, knowledge that comes from education has always been the key to development and advancement. For example, prior to Gutenberg's invention of the printing press, knowledge was a scarce commodity. Only the elite had access to books. Clergy and nobility were the gatekeepers of information. Books of that day were typically written on very expensive processed calfskin. They were hand-copied, one letter at a time, by monks in scriptoriums. Any mistakes made by the scribes resulted in mistakes that would never be corrected. Even on such important information, such as medical ingredients and scientific observations. With such painstaking labor, the cost of one book was roughly equal to the price of a small house. An average person might live an entire life without ever seeing a book. But the printing press ignited an explosion of learning. People learned to read. Books were no longer published in just Latin. A new society emerged, the middle class. Religious reformation, scientific revolution, and enlightenment became the new modern culture. History is filled with powerful and inspirational stories of how education changed the course of our world. Abraham Lincoln said, "Education is the most important subject which we as a people can be engaged in." Although he had less than 1 year of formal education, Lincoln was a voracious reader. He borrowed books from friends and neighbors to gain as much knowledge as he could. The King James Bible, Shakespeare, and Aesop's fables influenced his keen writing ability. He didn't attend law school. Instead, he read and reread Blackstone's commentary, the law standard of the day, until he passed the bar exam. He became a master of the English language through his self-discipline of reading.
An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Benjamin Franklin.
Now, let's fast forward to a small country on the western coast of Africa, Sierra Leone, and a boy named Mustafa Touré. Mustafa was born in the early 1980s. There aren't even records in the country to verify the exact date. It wasn't an ideal place to live by the standards of the day. The economy in the villages revolved around agriculture. One of the local sayings was, "If I haven't eaten rice today, then I haven't eaten." And that was a reality of life. Most homes were made of mud. Roofs were typically corrugated metal or thatch. There was no electricity. Wood stoves cooked the food and provided heat. Kerosene lanterns were their only source of light at night. It also wasn't a healthy place to grow up. The lack of wells, clean water, and any type of plumbing resulted in high rates of malaria and waterborne diseases. But in 1991, things changed. They got much, much worse. A bloody and drawn-out civil war swept the country, throwing everything into a state of chaos, fear, and death. Civilians were a particular target for revolutionaries to cause intimidation and oppression. Travel was difficult. Rebel outposts could be found randomly on roadways where civilians were searched, robbed, or forcibly recruited into the revolution. Thousands of children were kidnapped to fight in the conflict. Anyone going to the market or to worship in a church risked abduction, torture, or death. It was in these circumstances that a young Mustafa was living with his family. Mustafa wanted to go to school, but with no free public schooling available, tuition was required to attend. Mustafa's father gave his young son a choice. He could use the amount of money to buy needed shoes, or he could use it to pay for school. Even at that young age, Mustafa saw education as a path to a better life. He eschewed the shoes. He chose school. In these perilous surroundings, Mustafa would walk 2 miles to school, and then when class was over, he would walk 2 miles home. Day after day, week after week, month after month. When he did arrive at school, it wasn't a sturdy, red-bricked building. Often, it was a bush school, held under a tree or hidden away in a secret clearing to hide from the menacing rebels. Oh, and there were no books, pens, or paper. Most often, lessons were given by writing in the dirt with sticks or memorizing important lessons through singing. Certainly not ideal learning conditions. It's been said that a great educator doesn't just teach facts and figures. They light a fire. And there was a fire lit in Mustafa's young mind. After 11 long and traumatic years, the Civil War finally came to an end. But not the struggles. The economy of Sierra Leone was left in shambles. Rural villages were without basic infrastructure, which continued widespread poverty. Mustafa knew the path to a better life for him and his country was better education. But he only had a few years of formal education, and with the nation in upheaval, there were few local options available for a higher path of learning. But Mustafa would not be deterred. He found an online education that offered certificates in trade programs. Because the internet was spotty in his area, he traveled to places where he could log on and continue his education. He first earned his associate degree, then his undergraduate diploma in engineering. His educational journey didn't end or even pause there. He found an online master's program and earned his advanced degree in project management. For a short time, he moved to the United States to combine experience with his education. He wanted to use his knowledge to help the people of his village in Sierra Leone flourish. His first goal was twofold: bring education to the people and provide them with clean, life-enriching water.
Knowledge is like a candle. When you light yours from mine, it doesn't diminish my light. It only makes the room brighter. Thomas Jefferson.
Mustafa knew without knowledge, there could be no hope of this happening. But it did happen, and is still happening. Education cannot take place without healthy students. And without clean water, students are continually having to walk miles to distant sources, or worse, fighting diseases brought on by contaminated water. He became a proponent of an infrastructure of hope, achieved with the installation of clean water wells at education locations. With this vision, he has embraced innovative solutions. He has used his background in technology to push the process forward. Solar-powered pumps have replaced traditional hand pumps, more easily moving water into the overhead tanks for better access. Although the internet is still limited, he is making sure that students in the village have inexpensive cell phones. And in the short time they have coverage, they can download lessons that their mentors guide them through. Now, students have become mentors and are mentoring a new generation of learners. The cycle of poverty is being broken. All because one man, Mustafa Touré, decided that going without shoes was more important than going without knowledge. Knowledge. Pass it on from passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. PassItOn.com, the podcast, is available wherever you get your podcasts.